When gas prices soared to $4 a gallon and beyond, many Americans reconsidered their relationship with the automobile. Now, gas prices have fallen to around $3, but larger economic concerns are eclipsing the relief at the pump, as Matt Sepik of member station KWMU in St. Louis reports.
At 17.5 cents a gallon, Missouri has among the lowest fuel taxes in the country. Factor in close proximity to pipelines from refineries in Texas and Oklahoma, and you get an average price today of $2.77 a gallon, according to AAA. It's slightly more here in St. Louis because of pollution controls, but Cheryl Fair, who was filling up her minivan this morning, says she never thought she'd consider gas around $3 to be cheap.
This is a blessing. It's a blessing. Finally.
Fair is retired, so she has not had to change her driving habits like many people, but she is well aware that this relatively cheap gas is just one silver lining around a big, nasty economic cloud.
The income that I have now is pretty fixed, but the other things that I have in place, you know, my personal savings and that kind of thing, sure, you worry about it. I've taken a little hit on a couple of my investments.
A mile up the road at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, a commuter school, students are elated that gas is back below $3. Business major David Pulliam drives a 10-mile-per-gallon souped-up Chevy Impala. He parked it at home and bought a commuter train pass when fuel was more expensive early in the semester. These days he's driving a bit more, but says he now has other things to worry about besides buying gas.
I do have bigger concerns. Like, a concern would be getting a job.
300 miles from St. Louis, James Tidwell does have a job. The Nashville window salesman says with gas at $2.99, it's much cheaper to fill up his truck. But Tidwell says business has taken a dive because of the housing slump, and cheaper gas is little consolation when there are fewer places to drive.
Now, you know, I get the paper and I look in the paper and see if I see a building permit, and you know, that's when I make a call instead of just running around. You can't just drive around just for the heck of it, just for looking at, you know, trying to find people building houses.
The economy is on everyone's mind these days, whether they drive or not. But gas prices are now irrelevant to Dave Lloyd. Lloyd says $4 fuel was one factor in his decision to start riding his bike to work. Earlier this year, he began pedaling 7 miles each way to a suburban St. Louis high-tech startup. Even though gasoline is about a dollar less now, Lloyd has no plans to get back in his car.
I feel so good, and I feel so good about myself just biking. You know, I mean, I've lost, you know, probably 30 pounds at least over the last year since I started biking. So it's, I'm not going to stop. I don't care what the gas price is. I don't care if they go down to 50 cents a gallon. I'm still going to be riding my bike.
Lloyd's company designs specialized computer hardware for Wall Street investment firms. So while gas prices are no longer his chief concern, Dave Lloyd is keeping a very close eye on the financial news to make sure his customers are still in business. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.